Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to today's episode, Wealthy After 40, and we are excited to have guest Terry Augustin. She is a Generation X female who found herself in her early 40s knowing she should do more with money. So she found real estate. She's going to share how and why she's doing that today. She lives in Argyle, Texas. She's a Michigan native. She's been a serial relocator. From Detroit to Seattle to England to Dallas to Seattle. Whew, she finally planted her roots in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we are excited to have her on the episode today. And Terry, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And yeah, serial relocator is a good description of my life. I'm like you just mentioned, I'm back in Texas. I've been in real estate for over 20 years, not as a real estate agent, but I started my first real estate investment in my 20s. You just kind of went from there and realized what a great way to build a portfolio, I guess you could say, over time. And, you know, and it kind of was one of those things where it just happened naturally. And then I realized what a great way to build wealth. And when I sold my first property, I was like, oh my gosh. So then that just kind of stuck with me. And I just really realized it was a great way to start in real estate, is just investing in different types of real estate as well. So here we are, and I'm in still an investor in businesses and in real estate. Diversification's always been a big deal for me. Diversifying your wealth, as you know, being in that financial world, and yeah, that's it. And I started Gen Xena. And to help Generation X women diversify their income and walk through, everyone has a different story. So I love talking to women in the Gen X era, because I think it always hasn't been an open discussion about finances. And I think it's just, we need to have more conversations.
Do you find that Gen X women, once you start the conversation, they're willing to talk about it more?
I think it runs the gamut, right? I grew up where my parents didn't talk about it, you know, and they still don't necessarily, you know. It's just one of those, it's just, I think that the baby boomer generation tends to just throw everything underneath the rug and isn't always open. So again, back to your question, I have some women that finally want to talk about it, right? Just put everything out there and put them into the hands of people that they need to feel comfortable about retirement too, right? We're all approaching that age. And so they, instead of being scared, I want, when women come to me about real estate and investing and businesses as well, what is their end goal, right? Partnering them with people they need to partner with to understand, okay, this is what my current financial situation is. And does real estate make sense? And maybe it doesn't immediately. Maybe it might a year down the road, 2 years down the road. But this is what you need to do first before you get to that place in your life, you know? Or maybe they do. Statistically, a lot of, you know, Gen X has a lot of, we're a very wealthy generation.
Right.
A a lot, very highly educated women that they have money sitting in their checking and savings. You know, I think there was a statistic like 20%, right? And it's just sitting there. But it's also scary because they've never invested in real estate. They might have invested real estate as their primary residence, right? But not diversifying into the point where they're looking at real estate as an investment tool.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, and I think we like to kind of hoard our money. I think we're a generation that maybe lends a little more to scarcity, obviously because of generations that raised us. They didn't have a lot of the financial tools that we do as far as, you know, retirement and with real estate. It was an investment thing, you know, back in the prior generations, maybe very, very, you know, untouchable for some people, for most people, maybe the moguls, that's the word that comes to mind. You know, those are the people that are investing in properties and businesses. And to realize that now, as a woman and a Gen X, so we're, you know, hitting mid 40s, the lower end of us, and almost 60, the upper end of us, but realizing that we could actually invest in real estate as one piece of the puzzle to, you know, building our wealth. So, you know, what do you encourage women who are sitting on a lot of savings to consider? I know you talk about being an investor in business as well as real estate. What are some thoughts that these women can start thinking about to maybe start putting that money to a better use?
Sure. Well, and I think we're all trying to figure out what we're all, there's so many different transitions that we're going through. Kids off to college, maybe you've stayed home for all these years and maybe went back to work. And now you're trying to figure out where you want to put your money. I mean, we're going through how to support our parents, right? It's finding out what is going to satisfy you with the money that you have, right? It's not just like one thing. It's like, what is real estate, right? Maybe it's flipping. There's so many that maybe it's multifamily. Maybe it's just buying and holding, right? There's so many different scenarios. It's what makes you feel good, right? And my job and what I love to talk to Gen X women is finding out what satisfies them, right? Maybe it's like quick flip and decorate, like, you know, redoing and renovation. You know, maybe they love that. Maybe it's more, okay, you know, I like to play on the safer side. I'm gonna buy a home that doesn't need a lot of fixing, and I'm gonna rent it. I'm gonna have really great passive income and monthly income. And you know, that takes a good advisor, because you've got to know where you're investing, what the areas are. I tend to be more buying good properties and holding them, and knowing that each year it's just gonna, you know, it's gonna grow your wealth, right? I'm not a quick get rich type of investor. And so it really, to answer your question, it really depends on that individual, engaging what they're comfortable doing. And once you educate them on all the different tools out there when it comes to loans, you know, and I have a lot of great partners, there's just a lot of options out there when it's an investment versus your primary home. There's different products out there that can help women get into investing.
I love that. I love that. What are some other things? So we talked about the different ways to invest in real estate. And I know when we chatted once before, I shared how I was really interested in a multifamily dwelling, but my location, they're, you know, they're far and few between. They're held by the individual who buys them for many, many years. So you know, at my turn to look at doing that, it just didn't work out for me. So I know for location, you know, that as well. But what are some other things as far as, you know, besides the loans and besides trying to feel, you know, decide what you feel comfortable with, what else does a woman need to plan on, prepare for, you know, financially in holding that or, you know, remodeling that? What are the other things that they may need to consider?
You know, area is a big thing, right? You want to, again, and I know we don't have time for this podcast, but there's a list of things that I look for as an investor: neighborhood, where it's located, you know, what's been the growth year over year. All of those, there's so much that goes into it, right? And it's not just like, that's a really cool house. I think I'm going to put, there's just so much that goes in. You know, what big businesses are moving into that area? Is it a college town? There's so many positives and negatives to everything. And so really working with someone in your area that knows the area, right? Before you put money into something, the last thing you want to do is spend all that hard earned money into a money pit, you know, because you got to look at appraisals. There's so much that goes into it. So when speaking to women, I think my biggest advice is work with a trusted advisor that knows the market and has done investments before, right? Because they know. And another thing, especially when women get into remodeling and renovations, you know, you've got to look at the neighborhood. You don't want to spend way more and put, you never want the best house on the block, right?
Yeah.
Because you can invest all this money because everything looks really super pretty. But I want, you know, and it's like, you don't need that all the time. You need the basics, right? You need it livable. It's not a time to get really creative and go to Pottery Barn and all these expensive places and to stage and get all these really expensive lighting fixtures. You know, that is the biggest mistake I see people make, and they never get their money back if they sell it even down the road, right?
Yeah.
Especially flipping. You got to be really conscious of the budget, right? And mm-hmm. having those spreadsheets. And same thing with anything, you know, I have spreadsheets where I can quick analyze a property, right? Because sometimes they go so quick. So there's some rules there that I always work with women to make a quick educated guess and say, okay, yeah, this is worth me digging into it more, or you know what, big red flags, I'm just going to leave it. I'm not going to waste my time, right?
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, talking to a financial advisor like yourself, right? And looking at, like, really being transparent with a financial advisor. And that always scared me because you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes mm-hmm. the way I grew up, it's like, I just rather not know, which is the worst possible thing that you can do. And as you know, I think the more information you know, the more confident you get when it comes to your money,
right?
Because if you don't discuss this and you just sit and not learn about what your situation is, right? Really, really like know where you're going and have a game plan. It just, you kind of freeze, right? You're frozen. So I'm seeing more and more women in our generation just being transparent with the people that they need to be transparent with to make them feel confident again about talking about money and where they're going and retirement.
Well, and I think women need to remember it is their money that they get to make the decision. And until they are comfortable and have a good feeling about it, right? Like my mom always said, it's mother's intuition, but I think there's an intuition inside of us that once you have obtained enough knowledge that supports your decision and you feel good about it, then you can take that step forward. And
yes.
You know, for some individuals, they may get, if they did the same thing as you did, they would not get that same feeling and that same, you know, decision. So that is why I think it's important for women to remember this is an individual process and an individual yes. journey. But yes, gathering information, you know, learning from people like you and me and whoever else, and just start overloading your information in the areas yeah. that you find very interested in, you know,
yeah.
and just go and just ask. So I wanted to ask, when looking for, you know, a real estate investor, real estate agent, what are some questions women can ask if they've not worked with somebody, they don't have somebody? How can they go about finding somebody that may fit with them, and what should they do to vet those individuals?
Sure. It's a great question. Cause there's a lot of us out there, and there's so many, we've seen an uptick in, a lot of class, like online webinars, right? Where it's you find people that are underwater in their mortgages, and you take the, there's a lot of false information out there is what I'm trying to get at. And I've sat in some of these webinars and I'm just floored they're even allowed to be teaching about this stuff, because it's very risky what they're teaching. And so with that said, when you're in a market and you find somebody that is an investor and has a real estate license, right? And has had the experience, it's not all, I mean, you're always going to have ups and downs, right? Especially in real estate. Yeah, it's just, yeah. That's just the name of the game. So, so finding somebody that you truly trust, that is truly information-based person in that market. They know the areas, they know the bad areas. They have some commercial or multifamily experience plus residential, because that's the other thing. Residential and commercial, multifamily, they all have positives and negatives, right? But it's really based on what works for that individual. Like you just said, everyone's different. It's not a lot of agents, and you see this all the time, it's they don't treat buying real estate as an individual process per person, right? It's just, they just talk about it. And that's why I love talking to Generation X women, because it's finding their story. Like, what's their story? What do they love about real estate? It could be buying a 60 unit apartment building. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's finally, like, I love getting down to the root of it all, getting them excited about it, because we've talked about what really satisfies them. And you know, like, it's even in, you know, reports and studies that these women, you know, we have money, but we haven't found anything that satisfies us yet. Yeah. And I think it's so important to, and it might not be real estate. I've had conversations with women, and at the end, they are so passionate about a certain business that they've turned that money invested into a business.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done the same thing. I do a little bit of both, but after a conversation, we might find out that you don't want to do real estate investing. And I think that's just as important than me finding you a house somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Don't force, like, it sounds great. People are doing it and it sounds amazing, but don't force it if it's not for you. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people force that hand, and it's not. So if someone is doing that, it's a red flag.
Awesome. That is very, very helpful. So if a listener today is interested, maybe we've piqued their interest with this conversation and they want to get started with real estate investing, what is the first step they can take to get headed in that direction, to number one, determine if it is for them, and maybe number two, to actually do it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I talk to women all over the country, you know, and so I come from a place of being grateful, and being grateful that I can speak to these women. So even if you're not in Texas and you just want to pick up the phone and just kind of talk to me about it, right? Like, what are your interests? We can, and then I know people all over the country, whether you're in Florida or Michigan or Seattle or wherever, right? Just give me a call. I'm like, and I can connect you, if anything, with a good person in your market that I know and that I've worked with and that I trust, right? That I would never, it's so important to me that I work with trusted individuals because that reflects on me. And so I always open up the time to, even if it's a 15-minute phone call, and I do it all the time. And I will refer you to somebody else in your market if I can't help you.
I love that. I love it. Yeah. So if you are piqued and you want to chat with Terry, you can find her on Instagram and Facebook under Terry Augustin. We will also have those links as well as her website on the show notes. So go connect with Terry. Go learn how to be a real estate mogul. I had forgot about that term. But if that's something you think you're passionate about, go and chat with her. And Terry, thank you so much for taking the time today and, you know, talking to Generation X women about getting that money out of that little savings. It's not making enough, and doing something more important with it.
Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Do you have any questions from today's episode? Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to help you gain more clarity around today's topic. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and join my free community to receive access to best tips, tools, and resources in your inbox weekly. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.